Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is hit by the pitch. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Alvis moves to third. Eskew moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Brown scores. Cardenal scores. Alvis goes all the way around to score. Horton moves to second. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Askew moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hargan. Unser moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Stroud moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators won. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Hargan covering. Safe. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fuller. Valentine moves to third. Casanova moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Casanova scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Ortega now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. There goes Salmon trying to get to third. Unser throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Salmon for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields the ball and throws to Ortega covering. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Alves hits a line drive into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ortega moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Ortega moves to third. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to third. Harper moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 4 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen moves to third. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 4 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Stroud moves to third. It's 10-4, Indians. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Howard moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Billy Roer now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.